During the National Tax Conference, Prime Minister Datuk Sri Anwar Ibrahim emphasized the need for taxation to be necessary and not burdensome. Since taxation has always been the talk of the town, especially right now, how can this be done? How businesses can navigate this ever-evolving tax landscape? Given that SMEs are the backbone of Malaysia's economy, contributing over 38% to our GDP, and understanding tax intricacies is vital. Joining us as we dive into innovative approaches to taxation and recent industry developments, shedding light on how businesses can thrive while benefiting our nation prosperity is, in the studio is Tanish Khanna, the partner of Tratex. I want to say thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. Pleasure.
All right, definitely Belanjawan Abadani 2024 will be presented, we can say next month, on October. Maybe you can share with us what are some of the development in the tax involving the corporation, businesses. As you can see, for instance, the talk of implementation of capital gains tax.
Yeah, I think capital gains tax, we are not alone. In the February budget, it has already announced capital gains tax will be implemented in 2024. And we're not alone. Hong Kong, Singapore also are either implementing or for the case of Hong Kong, expanding their CGT regime. So we expect the 13 October budget to have more details about Malaysia's CGT model, capital gain tax model. What we already know is for domestic gain, it may be primarily limited to gain by companies on disposal of unlisted shares, so that Bursa Malaysia is not affected. But for foreign gains, we have to see what the scope is. Kalau kita tengok EU punya code of conduct and governance, dia encourage countries to implement CGT on wide scope of assets. So that remains to be seen. So CGT is one. The other thing is e-invoicing. LHDN is rolling out e-invoicing initiative starting from June 2024 for businesses of 100 million turnover. So the SME got more time to prepare. From 2027, it will be mandatory for everyone. So the announcement around that might be included in the 13 October budget. Then there's also Pillar 2 yang menyatakan the MNCs must pay minimum 15% tax in every jurisdiction that they operate. So details of that may also be in the budget. And of course, there's this widely speculated GST proposal to include GST, yeah. But of course, many feel that this is a bit premature for Malaysia to have GST in 2024.
Probably a lot of businesses out there are asking, how will this impact my businesses?
So for GST, of course, it will. Kalau kita tengok SST sekarang, we have about 70,000 businesses that is registered for SST. Kalau kita tengok GST, is about 480,000 businesses, lebih kurang. So we're talking about additional 400,000 businesses having to register and comply and paperwork.
There's a lot of work, actually.
There's a lot of work there. Yeah. Then, of course, in terms of CGT, capital gains tax, in terms of your holding structure, you might want to streamline things before CGT comes into picture.
All right, maybe you can share with us what are some of the typical misconceptions from business about the CGT, especially in the narrow view of annual corporate tax compliance.
Yeah, sometimes businesses look at tax professionals as individuals who come in at the end of the year and do a one-off submission, but that is a very narrow way to look at the role of tax professional. Tax professional can add a lot of value to businesses to unlock a lot of values. This can be in the form of, contohnya, if you talk about your raw material supply chain costs, tax professional can help you to take advantage of free trade agreements to legitimately reduce the raw material costs. Malaysia has a lot of free trade agreements, but are businesses fully utilizing it? Sometimes not. So that's where tax professionals can come in to unlock values, hidden profits in a business. Same thing, Malaysia had 70 over double tax agreements. So that's another area, you know, if we talk about particularly digital-related industries or advertising-related industries, that's another area where tax professionals can help to add value to the business supply chain.
Talking about GST, CGT, the government talking or implementing is definitely not a popular decision to be executed. But maybe you can share with us, how can the government strike a balance between generating a revenue and ensuring tax burden do not stifle economic growth?
Okay, I think CGT and GST are very different topics. Because CGT, there's international scrutiny. Of course, we don't want Malaysia to be in the EU's grey list. So that is something that we may have to implement, particularly for foreign source CGT. And that's exactly what Singapore and Hong Kong has been doing as well, all effective 2024. GST is a different topic altogether. The last time we had GST, the last full 12-month period is 2017. Our GST collection was 44 billion. Mm-hmm. And now SST is giving us 31 billion.
Okay.
So that's about 13 billion extra. Mm-hmm. If you were to implement GST as it was previously. Now, there's a few problems here. First of all, when we introduced GST back in 2015 to 2018, that was not a full-blown GST model to begin with.
Okay.
That was already showered with so much exemptions and zero rating for whatever reason. So, you know, the argument that GST helps to tackle black economy, to improve robustness, that's true to a certain extent, but not to a full extent for the case of Malaysia, because when we introduced GST back in 2015, that wasn't a full-blown model. Now, if today we go back to that model and implement that model, we're talking about 44 billion, but don't forget 44 billion belum tolak refund. There's some refund that was given post 2018 as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's already a rather thin margin of 13 billion there. Then there are some talks, some that say that, oh, we shouldn't introduce GST at 6%, we should do it at 4%. Bagi I, kalau 4%, if you take simple maths, 44 billion divide by 6, multiply by 4, it's actually 30 billion, lebih kurang sama dengan SST collection.
Wow.
So what is the motivation to implement GST if we were to do it at 4%? There's no additional revenue. Plus, there could be expectations of more handouts and all that. But so how do you balance that?
But some experts say to start at a lower base or percentage, it's a good idea to start something, and then after the economy a bit more stabilised, then you can change the base or the percentage.
See, that's true. But let's not forget, GST is not additional revenue. It comes with the opportunity cost of SST. Mm-hmm. Sekarang kita dah ada SST pun, sales tax on goods at 10%, service tax at 6%. So if you introduce GST, contoh lah, at 4% as what some propose, on services, you lose 2% outright.
Mm-hmm.
On goods, from 10% of factory price, it becomes, say, 4% of retail price.
Mm-hmm.
Then how do you, in order to balance the book, you have to tax more items.
Mm.
So when you tax more items, does that fit into a progressive tax system? Does that fit into the government's priority to tackle the cost of living issues?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main main concern. I've written 3 books on GST, and in the books I had back in 2014, I was a proponent of GST back in 2014, 2015. That time, yes, it's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But today it's a slightly different situation. So we talk about pricing adjustment in perfect model. And then we talk about market imperfections.
Mm-hmm.
So GST, essentially what it does is it taxes more items than SST.
Okay.
And if you reduce the rate, then you are actually reducing the tax on currently taxable items, and then hoping that our Anti-Profiteering Act ensures that price reduction is passed on to the consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, you're taxing more items. So we need very good planning. Like, tax is not something that we can handle on a year-on-year basis, especially for things like GST. We need a master plan, a 5-year plan to tell businesses in advance, okay, we're going to do this in this year, and then you prepare in advance like that. Cannot be that we look at the books, oh, this year tak cukup revenue, we introduce new tax. It doesn't work like that for investor certainty and all that.
Okay. Yeah. You're saying that maybe introduce a 5-year clear plan so they know what to do and the impact of it. So how, with the introduction of new taxes like the capital gains tax, how can businesses of various size adapt to these changes and even mitigate potential adverse effects on their operations and profitability?
I think two things. One is, of course, prepare early.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, Malaysia has a lot of, as I said, a lot of free trade agreements, double tax agreements, mm-hmm. but sometimes SMEs don't really take full advantage of it. So that's the other thing. It's not only new taxes. Malaysia also has a lot of free trade agreements that it enters from time to time, mm-hmm. A lot of double tax agreements and so on as well. So that's something that businesses should not only look at new taxes, but also should look at new bilateral, multilateral agreements that Malaysia is entering into and see to take advantage of it.
Maybe my last question is, can touch on how can individuals and businesses better understand the broader implications of taxations beyond corporate tax compliance, such as impact on daily life and business operations?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. Tax is there in our everyday life. You go to supermarket, you buy anything, that's already taxed there. Mm-hmm. You buy something online to get delivered to your doorstep, there's already tax impact, tax considerations there that happens when the goods are imported. But sometimes individuals take it for granted. So it's good for everyone to keep an eye on where you're paying tax, what you're paying tax. And also, of course, the other thing is to be familiar with the personal relief list, so that when you incur certain personal expenses, you keep receipts of those expenses, those items, to reduce the final tax payable as well.
We understand doing the execution of taxes, maybe unpopular decisions, we can say among the rakyat, but government is doing subsidies, so it has to be a balanced way by creating revenue, but it's important for them to help the rakyat understand the implication of this tax. Definitely, I want to say, please come again to the studio, because Belanjawan Madani 2024 is around the corner, actually. And definitely, I want to say thank you very much to our partner TraTax, Tanish Khanna, and everything on the discussion over here will be uploaded in astroawani.com and all platform of digital Astro Awani.